in the studio and you kind of, you've got these questions coming up, but there's no one to always
talk about
it.
Yeah,
obviously, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
you think similar sort of people do similar things? So if the same group met, we'd all end up gravitating to what comes naturally to us, we'd end up doing similar sort of activities.
I don't particularly think so, because that's isolated down to human nature, and there's more factors going on in just that. You're tapped into, you know, everything that's going on around you, so there's other things coming into you. So
yeah.
I don't think you can isolate it down just to
dictate what they might do.
Yeah, I mean, people may have familiar ways of working, but that just turns out to be an expression of them, really. You know, not so much behavioural pattern, just more of an expression of them and how they respond to what's coming into them, if you like.
Mm.
It's always different. It's never the same. It can't be, it's impossible to do the same.
Yeah.
So overall, the day was a good day.
Yeah,
very good day.
Yeah, thank you.
Was it what you expected? Did you come to expect anything?
That's a good question. I don't know what I thought, really. I don't think I knew what to expect. So.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any expectations.
I found it kind of, I don't know, I came to it thinking I might be a bit self-conscious and wary of everyone like watching, like the thing, but I didn't care like when I was actually doing it. But I thought that would be a factor
of love. I was surprised the first time you do it is that you do feel, am I going to be that sort of really self-conscious? Is that thing when you have to do it?
You don't.
You're enjoying the moment too much to think about that anymore.
Yeah.
It kind of takes over the enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
It's almost like doing things that you've always wanted to do. Like getting permission
to do it. Yeah.
That's
it. It is.
It's quite childlike.
Childlike.
I felt like I was playing, like when I was little again, like when we were doing drawing around
definitely.
It was like being a kid again.
And another really nice thing was that we weren't talking to each other. Somehow talking with each other.
Yeah.
You know, I could have said to you, am I alright doing this? You know, and it would have like took away from it. But we just felt, you know, we felt each other's energy rather than asking with words. I thought that was incredible.
You have to find another way of communicating that, I think, don't you? That's kind of what you were doing with me when you were handing me the pebbles and I've handed back it.
But you kind of know.
You kind of have this.
You kind of just know if it's the right thing or if it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, you just.
We need, even if you have a miscommunication, if you like, that's still a form of communication and it still goes somewhere else. You know, so there's never a wrong thing. You know.
Yeah.
I think if I may ask you what an ice cream and a chocolate cone. Right. Unfortunately, they sent us the miniature cones rather than the regular ones, so we can only fit one scoop in the chocolate cone. So we could do a two scoop in a regular cone or one scoop in a chocolate cone.
Ooh, decisions.
Can I have two scoops in a regular cone?
The same. Apologies for that.
You could have improvised and just taped two cones together.
Yeah.
So how do you think this experience, you take this into your practices? Is that, I mean, can you see, do you think it'll influence in what you're doing and the way you're working? Do you think it'll be useful?
I feel like it'll affect every aspect of my life.
How profound.
You've come for a deal.
Change lives.
Do you realise the responsibility of yourself?
You're doing. No, what I mean is.
And then you're leaving us.
Feel
to
like.
Set a website.
No, I just feel like. I think I mentioned to you, you know, we've done something today that you don't often. Do like we've been somewhere we don't often go to, and now we've been there and we know how to get there again. it kind of, I don't know, it sort of makes you feel comfortable
yeah.
in your own skin.
Yeah.
I don't know
whether that. I was saying, Debbie, it feels
yeah.
grounding and.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll be able to do it as well without you there to kind of facilitate it. That's what I wonder.
Because you can do it subtly, you know, like you were saying, like, do it dead subtly
yeah.
so nobody knows if you want to.
Yeah.
I had a few artists who did they did 40 days of Lent with a font each day. Each day of Lent, so 40 consecutive bombs went out another. And when they first started out, they would have somebody there to document and photograph what they're doing. Then after about a couple of days, oh, we don't need to talk, we'll just have somebody there to watch what they're doing. Are you done? We don't need to come along. We'll just do it somewhere that's public, so we'll do it as public. At the end of the 40 days, they just do it on their own with no one around.
Mm.
And you can do that. You don't need an audience to say, you can be your own audience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So even if you just find yourself with 5 minutes alone in a bus station. You don't need to have an audience. You don't need to do it in an art context like a gallery. You don't need to do it.
Well, I had one yesterday.
It's like a way of being, isn't it? It's like a way of.
There's an incredible freedom in it. That's what I got. You're not kind of struggling with something. You know, like in an art practice like what we are doing, it's kind of a bit more of a struggle going on. This isn't a struggle, it's very easy.
Oh, great, thank you very much indeed.
It's not that ginger.
I can smell the ginger.
Yeah, me too.
It's
all fresh, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Really.
Ice cream.
Good choice.
They're very good. They're a lot priced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go back to the practice thing.
Mm.
Do you think you're going to integrate it into your practice in some way?
I don't know personally, because it's quite removed from what I do completely.
I can't understand how you're saying that. Someone's an artist and they're the creative act of the studio.
Hmm.
You still,
I suppose,
you know,
yeah.
There,
but as I was, like, me and Debbie were saying before, we're about the final product, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Not so much.
But
the
I can imagine you
there.
Doing your process.
Yeah, as a
performance.
That's what Andy said.
You know what I mean?
Well.
I can
yeah.
imagine you doing that.
Yeah.
You know, making everything like really conscious, you know, like doing this. Slowing everything down
yeah.
and really sort of, oh, yeah, that's working. I don't know, just working
yeah, yeah.
In like more of a an aware being sort of way.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you have to have this attention on the final product? I mean, the final product could exist for, you know, temporal moment, whether that moment be a minute or whether it be 3 days or a week, you know.
Mm.
I mean, you could actually make a performance or work somewhere with something
yeah.
in the same way that you make yourself, but rather have it be a fixed thing at the end. It can be something which you specify and just only for some period of time,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you can still have it in the performance event, can be like a 7 day performance where you make work on the first day, and then the remaining 6 days. It's never going to exist for, and then you just back it in other ways. You know, that's also
yeah.
part of this whole sort of form of temporal, spatial, you know, environment existence.
Mm. Tell you what would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know how we were doing them circles?
Oh yeah, locking ourselves in.
Working with another artist
mm.
and doing collaboratively a piece of work as a performance together.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you might do some more and somebody else might do it.
We'll react to that, yeah.
Mm. That might be something we can do in our month.
It might develop into something.
Yeah. we document it through our art.
I think having with you, it's maybe, and me to an extent, it's taking the emphasis off that product
and
thinking about the processes that are involved when you're making it more. So it's kind of shifting the emphasis a little bit more, which you do anyway. You're already doing that. You know, we're already doing it. You're just not thinking so much about the final product and it being framed or put on a wall or put in a gallery or in that context. You're just thinking about it in a different context. And then the final piece of work might change. You know, if you're more aware of the processes that are involved in doing it and what goes into them processes, how those processes could change, maybe.
And having some more happy accidents as you're going along, because that all shifted.
Maybe not the same processes that you've used before, or the same places that you've visited. Maybe different processes are involved that come through into the studio. It's rampant.
Yeah.
There is potential.
Yeah, there is.
Like you say, making art like we make is very kind of performative actions anyway. You're kind of doing that. But you're not gearing it towards a final object as much.
I found as an artist, if you're dealing with an art object at the end of the process, you always have in the back of your mind, should it look like an art object? You know, what should it look like? It's always like, should it look like something? Whereas when you're dealing with something which is process-led, that doesn't come into it. That's not a fact at all. So it ends up like, what it ends up like, it's being dictated by the process involved, about the actions that you bring into it. It is a very different way of approaching this thing. So what you're left with is something, and you get to a point where the actual process is still occurring in the world. You know, and it's not just this fixed visual thing to do, it's actually something that is evident in engagement.